She said she was.
Well, they're trying to. Is that bar still in Tampa that has the same one as Queer as Folk Bar? Babylon? Yeah, no, that closed years ago, and now it's a church.
A gay church?
No.
Oh, a real church?
The real church, yeah.
Oh, damn. Because gay church is not real church.
No, gay church is the gym.
Club Orlando.
Yeah, apparently.
Sorry, no offense.
Oh, no offense taken.
No, I used to have some good times at Babylon over in Tampa.
I bet you did.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why they turned it into a church.
Had to clean that up.
This house is clean.
There is no way any amount of sermons they have over there is going to...
I thought you were going to say the amount of semens.
Still caked on the floor when you get in there.
That's probably right up there with... If you try to turn 2606 into anything else,
oh.
There is so much, man.
Jesus is glowing. No, the black lights. Wrong.
Yeah, there is so much man juice in that place.
Gross.
You would have to burn it down and start over.
And then burn it down again.
Yeah.
Did you go to church today, Blue?
I did this morning.
Did you come in from drinking last night at 3 or 4 in the morning?
Yeah, it was a little late.
So how long did it take Moses to build the ark?
Yeah, how long did it take Moses to build the ark?
Screw you guys. Wow, you guys are mean. This will be nice to guests. Okay. Moses didn't build the ark. It was Noah.
Yay! Don't worry. Some of those questions they asked, I was like, I don't get that.
Yeah, but I was like, when I heard it, was listening to it, I was listening to the iHeartRadio app,
mm-hmm.
and I guess I was being I was extra sharp that day, and I'm like, oh, I was nailing most of them, and I'm like...
See, those are kind of questions that I could, if I sat down with a piece of paper and read them, then it'd be different. I could think about it each word and be like, okay, that's a trick.
Well, plus, you know, you're on the air and you're under...
And you're nervous.
So nervous.
Yeah.
You have like millions of people listening to you. That's crazy.
It is.
Hundreds and millions.
And unlike us, but hundreds and thousands.
And you can get a worldwide audience, though. You might have like that one guy... What? You have people in other countries listening to you.
We have a listener. Yeah, we have a listener.
Listener
in New Zealand, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A couple in New Zealand, Australia, mm-hmm. Germany, England.
We have one
in Africa, but they stopped listening because Julian hates Africans.
And that's the reason we have German listeners. Because they like me so much. it's the friends of the SS.
Right. Oh, we're going to get arrested.
I didn't say we were. I said the German listeners were.
That's sad.
Yeah, I had some good times at Suncoast, too. Going back to the chat room.
That's how I met Lou.
Now it's a dirt lot.
Yeah, they're building something on top of like a Walmart or something.
That's a damn shame. Because they used to have good Sunday tea dance.
I heard it was going to be a Home Depot or something.
Probably.
But
well, then it'll be geared towards lesbians.
Mm-hmm. It's been years.
Yeah, it's still a dirt lot.
It's been
lot.
Like 3 years, right?
I think they did that shit just so they could tear it down. Mm-hmm. And,
right.
Fuckers.
Right.
Yeah, that's where me and Lou met. Lou almost pushed me over the balcony, kissing me on the side.
What? Aww. I don't remember that.
And then, I totally remember.
And then
that.
Ricky got stuck in the railing. And...
Yeah. And they tore down the building.
What?
Asshole. No, you didn't almost push me, but that's where we first met.
Well, I met you. You were like surrounded by all these guys on the park bench or whatever, right there.
Because he was given free blowjobs.
We do not need a history lesson in Ricky right now.
I didn't say what you were doing.
Okay, I'll say this: if you tell an embarrassing Suncoast story, I will tell an embarrassing Suncoast story.
Mine's not really embarrassing, is it?
No. No, not at all. I don't have anything.
Okay, I guess you can tell them what I was doing on the bench and surrounded by guys with.
Well, you were just having a little kissing booth pretty much. That was about it.
Well, that's not bad.
No.
That's better than what I was going to tell.
Oh, well, what do you mean was?
I guess I still can.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went there with...
You can, or we'll get somebody else to tell us.
No, I'll tell you right now. Glenn was not there this time.
This time.
No, I did go to Suncoast with Glenn one time, and I guess I'll tell both stories.
Okay.
Went there with Glenn one time, and that's when he thought the little lesbian girl was a boy.
Uh-huh.
So he went back to the room and passed out. So anyway, I ended up picking up somebody, and because we had one of the suites, so I brought them back, and we fooled around a little bit in the living room part of the suite.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy left. I went to bed. And next morning, Glenn's like, wakes up. He's like, ugh, you're still here. Your money's on the nightstand. Get the fuck out. And I'm like, I cannot help it that you got sick and passed out. He's like, well, I heard something going on in there last night. Like, sorry. Anyway, the other time, I went with three other guys, and we were sharing a room. Well, their sorry asses went back to the room and passed out at, like, 9 o'clock. Little did I know. So, anyway, I met somebody, and I'm like, ooh, I have a room, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, we went back to the room. All three of them bitches were in the room asleep.
What the fuck? What'd you do?
Went in the little bathroom area.
Why didn't that person didn't have a room?
No, because he lived close by over there.
You couldn't go to his house? Oh, he was married? Thought so.
No. Actually, he lived in Sarasota.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Was he cute?
Yeah, he was cute.
Of course.
I mean, why would I pick up an ugly person?
Yeah, why would you?
Why would I?
I would, but I wouldn't tell anybody about it. That's
which means you've done it.
Yeah,
of course you've done it. And so have you.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about.
We have all done something that we would have gnawed our own arm off to get out of the fucking room from.
Well, you know, you're in the mood. You don't have anybody around to tell you, no, don't do this. This is a bad idea.
And you've had a few too many drinks.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're.
And you're in a river of regrets.
Which is why you need to tell them to go before you sober up.
Right. And no, you can't take a shower here.
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's always bad when they get chatty, too. They're like, oh, so what's your name? What do you do for a living?
And I have to go to work early in the morning, so you need to leave now.
Oh, okay.
Venerable Virgo just sent me a really nice picture on Twitter.
Really?
Mm.
Is that him?
Yeah, right. Did the microphone go out?
No. I was just listening to what you were talking about.
No, that's not him. This is a Calvin Klein model.
So since
he's hot.
Since I haven't had any more microphone issues, are we thinking it's output?
Maybe the second port in the mixer.
Mm. Yeah.
See how technical that was?
The second port in the mixer.
You know, you betcha.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
Which means now we can only use three microphones instead of four.
It kind of sounds like a porn title.
The second port in the mixer. I like it.
Let's roll with it.
I'm sure we've all done it at some point, but...
Buy it for a penny, sell it for a dollar.
Starring America's favorite power bottom, Julian.
Or as Joe says, dirty little pig bottom.
Right. We haven't mentioned enough about how much, I don't know how to say it.
Spit it out, honey. Spit it out.
We haven't talked about black people enough today to make Joe want to actually call us.
Do we have any phone calls?
Oh, we have phone calls. Hey.
Are you high, Clary?
No one cares about that purple shit.
Grape shit.
Grape shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, I need to watch it a few more times.
Although
apparently.
I do like the football naked football players in that scene.
They're hot. They're cute.
You don't remember that?
When she has the mirror.
Steel Magnolias.
I don't remember anymore. It's been a long time.
Oh.
Lou, let me go ahead and turn your mic off.
And your gay card is revoked.
Take off your headphones and don't even look at us.
But
go
I watched
sit in the
Glee.
Corner. Glee doesn't count. That's new.
I don't even watch that shit.
The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Once you go black, you're going to need a wheelchair.
Once you go black, you go running back.
Once you go black, you dial 911 to get your wallet back.
Bad, bad, Julian. Now your face is red.
Oh, Lord, that was funny. You call 911 to get your wallet back.
And you're listening to White Power Hour here.
Where white is right. You're very laceless.
I know.
That's going to have him calling
you. Well, you asked for it.
And boy, did you deliver.
You wanted racist. You got racist. Good times.
That was awesome.
I know. Do we have phone calls?
Yeah, we do. White Power Hour. That's the name of the time. That's the name of our show. Let me write that down.
At least the second part of the show.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we're on the second part.
Yeah, we're on the second half.
All right. Well, I'll remember it later. Oh. Is that me or you?
That was me. Ricky sent me dirty pictures.
Who?
Or not.
Oh.
Sorry, Chris sent me dirty pictures.
Of him?
Oh.
Let's hope not.
Oh, my God. That's like an extra belly button.
Yeah, I know, right?
We'll have to post. You'll post that on the blog.
Ugh.
That's the cover art for the episode.
Yeah, right. Oh.
You got me in trouble that last week.
With what?
Oh, like last month. That one picture that you put on there for the cover art, the guy was sucking dick.
Mm.
And my dad totally saw that. What the hell are you downloading? Take this off of my computer. So now I can't put the picture art on there anymore. It's just the lists of the different
podcasts. Well, you have your own
computer
now.
I do now. It's wonderful. And so I dump everything off of there.
The hell is this?
I don't have porn on the computer.
Did he say it in Spanish?
No, but he did. It was kind of funny because I got to hear him say sucking dick.
How much do we love when your dad says sucking dick? Other than, Lou, are you out in the car sucking dick again? Get in the house.
Aww, that would be cute, kind
of. It was kind of a shameful but funny moment.
All right, phone call, here we go.
Hey, Ricky and Julian. Irritable Virgo here. I just sent a link over to...
I don't know if I'm supposed to play this or not.
Okay.
Irritable Virgo, can you answer in the chat room if you want us to play that? I can't remember.
Well, then we have another phone call?
Yeah.
Play that then.
Sax? Really? Hi there, this is Todd. I never actually listened to your podcast until today. I'd always been wary of the podcasts.
Didn't we hear this last week?
Number and decided to give a call.
No.
So I should listen to them first. So I listened to a few of them and I really enjoyed it and I look forward to hearing the rest of them. So I now have something to actually say when I call you. And that was it. And this rambling and incoherent message is why I'm not allowed to talk on the phone. Yep. Okay. So have a good day. I look forward to hearing more of the show. Bye.
Okay. I think we have found Lou's soulmate. Another person who leaves incoherent, rambling messages.
But we love Todd because he's a first-time listener or a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah, right.
But he actually only heard like 3 or 4 episodes and then called.
Well, that works too.
But
he's new.
Todd, we need to know where you're from, how you heard about us, and have you left us an iTunes review.
Excellent. Have we got any hits on our flyer?
Did we talk about that on the last show?
We talked about it on the last show, yeah.
No, no one's responded.
Oh, goddamn. I guess I'm going to have to hone up on my Photoshop skills and do it myself. Fuck.
No one cares about us, Julian. They want is 2 shows a week.
I care.
They don't
I
want
care about
to
me.
Participate.
See, I love them, but I need more than just them listening.
Right. They, you know, they know that we'll be here every other Sunday doing a live show. They know we'll do two shows a week. That's all they care.
Okay, no, and where the fuck is Franco?
Yeah, Franco, gone.
Who else is not the fuck in here? What happened to Drummer Sticks? I haven't even seen him on
Twitter. Yeah, what's up with him? Forever. He hasn't been on Twitter in forever, but he's probably famous and rich and famous and stuff now. Because he played, like, with the Black Eyed Peas and stuff.
Damn it.
So there we go. Lost somebody.
Well, at least he can wear a Foul Monkeys t-shirt on stage.
Right. At least that.
But, of course, nobody can see it because he's behind the drums.
Oh, because he's just a drummer.
Well, he could, like, put Foul Monkeys. The drummer. He could put it on the drum instead of the band name.
Virgo, we need a flyer that advertises Foul Monkeys so that we can post them, like, at the bars, in, like, magazines and stuff like that. And we also need... We also need business cards so that when we do talk to people, we can actually hand them a business card. So if you all can get up on that, that'd be great. Thank you.
That would be Foul Monkeys and then Ricky Power Bottom.
Julian Power Bottom. Oh, he said he'll work on it when we get the new site up. Yes, because we're working on the site, and I do want to say thank you.
Did he ever say where we can we can play the phone call or not?
He said we can't. He goes, I can't remember how involved it gets. Can you listen to it first?
Just go to the next one.
Yeah, we'll go to the next one. We'll play it next week if we can. You can be assistant power bottom.
Thanks.
Assistant to the power bottom.
Bitch, I think I have you beat.
Yeah, you do. I don't move floorboards.
Yeah. According to Joe, or no, actually, according to you, my ass has served more than McDonald's.
Yes,
but
exactly.
But then Joe said, no, yours has served more because yours accepts both dollars and pesos.
Right. But didn't he say that you'll catch up soon because you're putting in the handles or something like that?
Hand grips and chair rails or something like that.
Ugh. All right, let's see. Next call.
Hey, Ricky and Julian. It's Elaine. My Foul Yummies are going to have to do a live podcast without me. I will miss you guys tomorrow. I hope all goes well. Thanks.
Aww. Well, thank you, Danny. Let it, Daddy Lane. I slurred that one a little bit.
I haven't talked to him in a while. He sends me dirty emails. They're really interesting to read.
Well, like limericks or limericks or something.
Uh-huh. Poetry.
Like novels.
There once
short
was,
novels.
There once was a man from Nantucket.
And lo and behold, one of the leading characters are me.
Of course.
He just sends them out to everybody and he just changes the name.
Where
in there.
Is he calling from under his bed? I have no idea, Veritable Virgo. very quietly. Let's see, 3:47. We got, well, what's the real time?
3:50.
We got
10 minutes.
We
have
10 minutes.
Phone calls left?
No.
We have two phone calls?
Two.
Okay, you guys suck. I just want to say this. If we can only, we only have two fucking phone calls.
All week.
All week long.
And we beg twice in one show, like in the shows.
No. No, ma'am.
Maybe we need a talking point or something. Say, hey, everybody call up with your opinion on blah, blah, blah. And then
we don't give a shit about their opinion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the only thing that matters is our opinion.
So they could just call and fart on the phone and then just, oh, we got a phone call. Yeah.
See, we like them to call and ask them questions about us. Mm-hmm. That way we can talk about us. Because, honestly, it really is all about us.
Right.
I can go to the
other room. I don't even know why we call it Foul Monkeys. We should just call it Ricky and Julian. The R&J show.
It's not quite as catchy, though.
Mm. Ooh, Carrie Prejean.
Although Lou...
That's a good one.
Although Lou Facebooked that he was coming over to be with the Foul Monkeys.
Right.
Yeah, I fixed that.
Thanks.
Redid it.
Foul Monkeys.
It's Carrie Prejean, isn't it?
Carrie Prejean. Prejean. She now has 8 sex tape videos.
Wow.
And 32 naked pictures. But she's a Christian girl. Remember?
8 sex tape videos for each
but
one of her
said
vaginas.
Everyone has made a mistake in their life. Really?
8 times?
Mm, Yeah.
She like,
no, bitch. You're stupid.
And probably with five different guys in each one.
And, well, all of them? No, no, no. All they of was them running the train. Are by herself. Oh. She's, like, doing her own little thing.
Oh, really?
Oh. She's giving herself a little handy dandy.
I love my massaging shower head.
Well, that's not that bad. It's not like she's doing it with other people, I guess. But still, she's filming it.
Yeah, and... No, she's still a bitch, and she's yeah. still a bigot, and a liar, and she deserves to die.
Did you see her walk off of the Larry King set?
Yes, that was awesome. She's like, you're being inappropriate.
So you're a whore. I heard you had these sex tapes.
Larry, I told you that this was in the mediation, and we cannot talk about it.
So how are you not worse than the gays?
Larry, you're being very inappropriate. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. I ran out of material.
Oh, okay. She walked off after they had a gay caller call in and say, I'm sure many gay people have gotten you where you are with your clothes and your wake up or whatever. And she just walked off.
She's like, see you next Tuesday.
She's so stupid. She's a big old see you next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Ugh, I hate her. Every time I look at her, it even...
Flames on the side of your face.
Yes.
I hated her so much that
flames on the side of my face.
Yes.
Burning, heaping, flowing. I hate her as much as...
That's my
apparently
foot.
As much as well, Simba hates somebody.
I'll try not to rub my penis on it again. Sorry.
As much as I hate fucking Sarah Palin, I can't stand that bitch either.
Yeah, but I like listening to what Sarah Palin says just to laugh at it.
Yeah, she's so stupid. She's in...
Whose idea was it to move In God We Trust to the edge of the coin? You know, who does that? Fucking George W. Bush in the Republican Congress back in 2005. You dumb bitch. How about doing a little bit of fucking research before you open your mouth and talk about things?
Right.
Oh, dear God.
Don't even get a start on healthcare. Yes, I'm going to go see New Moon next Thursday at 12:06 a.m.
And I will not because it's a, what do they call them, tweens?
Oh, it's there's going to be a bunch of tweens
it's
there.
It's a tween movie, and I could care less about it.
Go up there, dress all goth, and try to pick
you
up young
boys.
You've got
to read the book.
Yeah, no. I'll be like, Holly.
Yeah,
she got the books and presents and took the shit back.
I want to go there on premiere night and just like have the book and read it ahead of time and then just like spoil it for everybody right at that time. So I'm like,
well,
you're
they
all
already
dorks.
Know what happened. They all read them already.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Oh well.
Lou, take your ideas and
veritable Virgo
doesn't shine.
You're going to see it at 12:20. Really.
See, it's awesome. It's
do they the hand do they hand awesome. Do they hand out cyanide pills on the way out of the theater?
The same thing they do with the Apple stores. what was I going to say? They said I was reading that they spent $20 or $30 million more dollars on this new movie than they did the last one because the last one sucked ass. It was so fucking retarded.
I don't care.
But the girl can't really act. This is her. Kiss. People can't see me, but kiss me. I mean, it's just like, really, bitch? And then she's like, I don't want to be famous. I just want to be known as an actress. Well, you can't act, and you're fucking lucky that you're making millions of dollars from this goddamn movie.
Oh.
So embrace that shit and enjoy the paparazzi because you're going to have to do
that.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, we're pushing 356 here, so.
Oh, okay. So, guess we're going to end this shot.
Yeah.
This awful show that we do twice a week that no one cares about.
I know.
Oh, and then Nessa texts me, she goes, how dare you?
What?
Say that people don't care.
About what?
About the show and stuff.
Oh. Well, they don't care enough to call.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nessa can't, well, she's at work.
Okay,
but she's
they,
another podcaster.
They have an entire...
I'm guilty of not calling with
entire
a podcast.
Week. Mm-hmm. People have an entire week to call and leave a message.
This is true.
It's not like they have to call during our hour.
Maybe Tim in Alaska can't call because they don't have phone lines there.
I bet they have phone lines at Sierra's house.
Yeah, Tim, go to Sierra's.
Tell him, I need to call the Foul Monkeys. You betcha. You know, and also, too.
And Reagan.
Yeah.
So. All right, give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Send us stuff.
At the penis box.
Yes. At the post office box, thanks to Veritable Virgo. It's P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33801.
I thought it was two.
You can...
That's what I'm here for, to correct you. Keep you on track.
Nessa says shut the fuck up.
Okay.
To you.
Yeah. And she's not in the room, so... Oh. Guess what? I have a microphone and you don't, so you will listen to every goddamn word I have to say. Love you.
Follow me on Twitter, Foul Monkeys. You can also follow Ricky Burton on Twitter for the good juicy stuff.
You can follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple. That's MARPLE.
And let me do a little preaching here.
Go for it, honey. Preach it, sister.
If you're not a listener to the show, you're not getting added to my Ricky Burton Twitters. So these people out there trying to add me that I don't know or that whatever, don't add me because you're just going to get blocked. Sorry, hate it for you.
Yeah.
And Ricky. I'm talking about to my sisters.
Exactly.
My family, people, whatever.
Down in Wasilla.
People down in Wasilla, mm-hmm. Mulberry. Marto. Wachula.
All them places we don't like to travel to.
Right. The other side of Lakeland. But, yeah, that's only for close people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess that's it. Work on the flyers for us. Give us calls. Thank you, Drew, for leaving us a new review.
And leave us some iTunes reviews.
Yeah, like we
Drew,
need some iTunes
Drew did.
Reviews.
We appreciate that very much.
Drew's
we thank
was
you for
awesome.
That. Yes, it was.
It was
very,
detailed.
Very sweet.
And long.
And we
just
we like long and...
Detailed.
Detailed.
All right. Well, I guess that's it, people. Thank you for downloading episodes 244 and 245. And we appreciate you all. All five of you in the room.
Yeah. We'll have more listening later on.
Hopefully one day.
No, I mean, after you post the show.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Dumbass.
Stoopy stoops. All right, people, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
This is Lou.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye.